You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A University of Canterbury research team has been working with Tuahiwi whānau, including local kaumātua, on turning five Tuahiwi-based stories into children's picture books. News and editorial director Jessica Hopkins spoke to senior lecturer in Māori education at the University of Waikato, Jennifer Smith, Ngāti Whātua Ngāpuhi, about their kaupapa.
Tēnā koutou katoa ko tēnei te uri no Ngāti Whātua no Ngāpuhi, ko Jen Smith tēnei. Kia ora koutou, my name's Jen Smith and my whakapapa is from the whānau, but I'm a senior lecturer here at Te Whare Wānanga o Waitaha at UC.
Can you tell our listeners about your kaupapa to make Mātauranga Māori more accessible to young people?
There's lots of different ways in which we can capture Mātauranga Māori, and this is one way. This study with Tuahiwi builds on a similar pilot that we did with Taumutu through the Child Wellbeing Research Institute at UC. We collaborated with both Tuahiwi School, the principal there, as well as a kaitiaki from Tuahiwi Marae, Auntie Liz Kereru. And we saw a real need in our classrooms for picture books especially, but also little readers that really reflect the stories of our places. And so that kind of took off. And essentially what we did is we met with kaumātua and different whānau at Tuahiwi Marae in types of wānanga where we shared stories and we discussed their kind of experiences with the Tuahiwi place. And then, so we actually recorded all those and got all of those on video. We've got about 30 hours of wāranga and of stories of that place. And then essentially we worked with Auntie Liz as well as Lynn Chaika to create these beautiful stories, storybooks for the kids. So yeah, that's kind of what we're in right now, is we're working with our local illustrators, Chris Harvey, and her tamariki, Toho Mairangi and Akiaki, to illustrate those stories in ways that are really engaging and motivating for our kids, but also kind of capture those stories. So it's kind of making reality into these kind of fictional stories, but using different kaumātua and capturing their pā, their Tuahiwi Marae, in all of those experiences that they had as kids. So we've got five books that we are just working in that kind of illustrating stage. They include stories about kapahaka, mahinga kai, so how they gather food, catching inango, inaka, so white baiting with Paul Ivan, and then a little bit of kaiapoi pā history. So we're really excited to deliver those both in te reo Māori, but also in that kind of bilingual English way that kind of the school, their philosophy is. They've both got rūmaki, so they've both got immersion classrooms, but they also have bilingual classrooms so that they can be used in both the spaces but also taken home and read with whānau.
What impact are you hoping that this project will have?
Well, we know through lots of our other culturally responsive work that the more that we can teach through identity, the more children connect themselves with their learning, but also gain a stronger sense of self-efficacy. And we know that that's really important as learners to have when you're learning anything. So especially with our 5-year-olds, our 5 to 7-year-olds, which we're going to pilot these with, it's really important that we get in early, and it's so exciting to see them connected to all the characters, the people that they know, who they're connected to, that they know these places, they know these stories. And so to put them in a book shows them that they really, their identity really has value and that they can learn through that, which is really exciting because I think for Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori especially, that's where we want education to go, where everyone can see themselves and learn through the ways of our tipuna.
Are there plans for these books to eventually be released to the general public?
The Tuahiwi Marae will retain sovereignty. So in terms of being released to the general public, that will be up to them, how they want to do it. Hopefully we will be working, and myself, Dr. Scott, and Dr. Kaylee Jones will be working in classrooms from Term 1 next year alongside the amazing teachers of Tuahiwi Kura, So we'll have them then, but when they actually get released to the wider public will be a conversation that the hapū needs to have, and we're really excited for them to have that kōrero, because these will be taonga for them to either share amongst their tuahiwi whānau, or if they deem it desirable, they'll send them out into the world.
That was News and Editorial Director Jessica Hopkins speaking to Senior Lecturer in Māori Education at the University of Waikato, Jennifer Smith, Ngāti Whātua Ngāpuhi, about their kaupapa to make Maturanga Māori stories more accessible to tamariki.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.